seed and you wait for your, say you're going to raise a crop. In your hay meadows, how many times could you cut?
A year, you mean? One. So you say how many times you could. You could cut two, we never did one.
Uh-huh. What would these be called?
When you
cut it, you say you're getting the first cutting.
Oh, I see. Yeah, first cutting, second cutting.
In parts of Pennsylvania, that second one's called the Rowan.
The what?
The Rowan.
Rowan.
Or the aftermow.
Oh. Never heard that one.
I never heard of that.
First cut and second cut.
Uh-huh. When wheat was harvested in the early days, was this ever gathered up into?
Oh yes. I was a kid, go out to binder and cut it. They dropped small bundles, and then we take the bundle and shock it.
Uh-huh. Shock it in the pot.
And that was it, shocks.
Uh-huh.
Shocks, and then sometimes they take the thin, get it up the shocks, and put it into stacks, prepare it to thresh it.
Uh-huh. Any special number of bundles in a shock?
Well, it depends. We were shocking oats, for instance. Dad always liked the even number, either six, eight. He didn't like to go over eight. That was wheat. Well, he'd use what he called a long shock. And we would put in, if the wheat was dry and cured, well, we would be liable to put some pretty long ones up, sometimes 10, 12, 15 bundles in a shock. If the grain was dry enough, if it was, well, we'd stop all six or eight.
Uh-huh. What was good yield for your wheat in the early days?
Well, then good deal was 25-30 bushel.
Uh-huh. And how did you harvest your oats?
Same manner as we did wheat. We would cut them and shock them, thresh them.
Uh-huh. There's been a dance and you weren't able to go and you want to find out about the people there, what would you ask?
Go to the dance.
And if you wanted to find out about the things that they did, what would you ask?
What they did.
Let's see, we mentioned bread. Biscuits, cornbread. Oh, did your mother make anything in a frying pan, bake anything in a frying pan in the morning? A frying pan or perhaps on a griddle?
On a griddle, Mother once in a while would make pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
And always we had hot biscuits, but she would make those in a pan.
Uh-huh. What did you eat on your pancakes?
Pancake syrup.
What did she put in her bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
How much did her loaves weigh when she baked them?
I couldn't ask you that. I don't know what they would weigh. I don't know. She had a pan about so long and she'd always make three loaves of bread in it. Well, if they weighed, I had no idea.
No, they were good. That's all I can remember.
Oh, that smell. Boy, oh
yeah.
Boy.
Cut the heel off and get some hot butter get some butter and go after it. Remember those things, yeah. Did you?
What would you call the insides of an egg, the inside parts?
Well, we call them the yolk and the white.
What color is the yolk?
Yellow.
And if you cook an egg for, we'll say, 12 minutes in boiling water, what do you have?
A hard-boiled egg.